I want to finish discussing Erikium, a wedding, and I want to speak about Gerush and Erikium as well, and then speak about Ksav Yad, and then we'll go back to, maybe we'll talk about, you know, some other issues as well. But this is a very big topic, obviously, the Sira, the Chasima, Erikium, Erikium. So let's try to finish up the things that we began. So we were discussing last week, again, we got into all of this because of the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. Okay, there's machlokas ede chasima karsi and chasima karsi, as we've been discussing for a bunch of weeks now. And the question is, what is the relationship between that question? That's a question about shtaros, meaning if you have a contract, you have a shtar, whether it's a shtar of, you know, gittin or kiddushin or shichur, eved, or shtar mecher, or shtar milva, you know, whatever kind of shtar we're dealing with, there's a debate whether or not the edim need to be signed, you know, into the contract or not. That's called edi chasima. Or they need to be present when the somebody taping? Or they need to be you're here. Or they need to be present when the shtar is handed over to the to the recipient of the kinyan. So that's the debate. And the question is, what does that have to do, or does it have anything to do with another requirement of Eidos, namely not for the shtar, for the contract, but for the Maisa Kedushin, let's say, or maybe the Maisa Gerushin by extension. Because based on the Gemara and Kedushin that we read last week, the Gemara seems to have a category of Eidos that is devoted specifically to at least Kedushin, probably according to most Rishonim, Gittin V'Kedushin, called, that we call at least, Eden Kiyum, that, you know, on the surface has nothing to do with the shtar. In Kiddushin, for example, which is Niknes, Ha'isha Niknes B'Gimel Drachim, B'Kesef, B'Shtar, U'B'Bia, but let's say most Kiddushins obviously are B'Kesef. The requirement of Eden Kiyum is a requirement in Kiddushin. Every time you go to a wedding, we require Eden Kiyum. So what is the relationship between those two things? Meaning, if Edim are the Edim that are effective for the get or for the shtar, are they also automatically effective for the Kiddushin and for the Gerushin? Or is it possible that you would need two sets of Edim? So let me make it clear. If you hold Edim Masira Karsi, which is the critical component of Eidos in the contract, is the Edom who are present when the contract is handed over. So basically, you know, you could still ask the conceptual question, but mostly it's not going to be a practical question, because if you have Edom Nasira, Edom who are present when the shtar is handed over to the woman, in the case of shtar kiddushin, or a gittin, when the man hands over the get to his soon-to-be former wife, so then the Edei Nasira are also Edim on the Maisa Kiddushin and the Maisa Gerushin. There's still like a conceptual question, like is it the right thing to use the phrase Edei Nasira, or can Edei Nasira or Edei Nasira be Edei Kiyum? But mostly that's a linguistic question. The question is when you have Edei Chasima Karsi, if you hold a Kavi Meir, so the Edim who are signed in the document don't need to be present when the transaction takes place. Can their signature on the piece of paper also be sufficient, right, in terms of accomplishing this requirement of Edei Kiyum? Yes or no? Okay? So there's no explicit Gemara about that question. The only reason that we even know that there's a concept of Edei Kiyum, really, is from the Gemara in Kiddushin Samachei Omadeis, which we read last week and which we're going to get back to in a minute this week. But the, you know, question is obviously a very important one, practically and conceptually, and it's a huge debate between, you know, the giants of the tradition. Meaning Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Tosis on Dalet, Amud Aleph, says that even if you hold Edei Chasima Karsi, like Rab Meir, you still would require separate Edim to be present in a get. So every get, according to Rabbi Meir, would require two different Edim. They could be the same people, right? That isn't the question. The question is, but you need Eidei Chasima for the get, and you would need Eidei Kiyum for the Gerushin. And the Rif and the Rambam disagree. The Rambam here, in our sheets, is Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel Tezvav Tezayin. If you look at Halacha Tezayin, just very briefly, right, the Rambam says that, again, Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in Tosafot on Daled Amud Aleph, we've seen that a few times. Then if you look in the Rambam on page 4, right, the Rambam says that Halacha Tezayin, this is line 16, Chos Mubosnaim, if you have two witnesses who sign in the shtar, the Avar V'nasol of the Beno V'na, and then they, the get actually is handed over with no witnessing audience at all, meaning the husband privately hands it over to his soon-to-be ex-wife, but he hands over a document which is chasum be'edim. Oh, shenimsu edim misira psum. Let's say he tried to have edim misira there, but it turns out that they were ineffective because one of them or both of them were psulim. So you're only relying on the edim chasima. So the Rambam says, "Areza kasher, hold the edim shabok sherim." Then he quotes the Gaonim, Yesh Mishahorim, and the Gaonim Shehu Pasol. Pasol means only Drabanan anyway, according to the Rambam in his formulation. So basically, what comes out of all of this is that the Rambam says that Bidiyeved, not the Chatchila, but Bidiyeved, if you have Eidei Chasima, they will be good enough for the get, and they'll be good enough for the Gerushin. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam, on Abdalid, Oman Aleph, I'll just read the line one more time. Very quickly, says, this line 26 on page 1, the Ode Ruggel Rabbeinu Tam Lomer, the Afilu Rabbi Meir, Boy Eidim B'Shas Nesinas Haget, even according to Rabbi Meir, the Eidim Chasima Karsi, is the only way to accomplish a get. Right? Nonetheless, it's not good enough for the Gerushin, it's just good enough for the get. The Ein Dover Sheba Erba Pakos Mishnayim. And therefore, you would need, in addition to the Eidim Chasima, which fill the get requirement, you require Edom present for the Gerushin requirement. So first we were trying to explain that this might be an argument, or maybe it isn't even an argument, about the role of Eidei Chasima. How do you look at Eidei Chasima? And particularly I was trying to make the intriguing suggestion that I've never seen, but I think it makes sense. And that is that, you know, maybe there's really no argument between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam at all, because Rabbeinu Tam is speaking abstractly. What would Rabbi Meir say, you know, if we could interview him, you know, because he paskins Eidei Chasima Karsi in Gittin. We don't paskin like him, we paskin Eidei Mesira Karsi. According to Rabbeinu Tam, actually, unlike the Rif and the Rambam, if you hold Eidei Mesira Karsi, only Eidei Mesira will work from a Gerushin, from a get point of view, sorry. If you hold like Rabbi Meir, Eidei Chasima Karsi, then that's fine. But the point is that what Rabbeinu Tam says is a theoretical position. He says, if we could ask Rabbeinu, you know, what would Rabbi Meir think about the need for a separate Eidei Kiyum, the answer is he'd require them. But when we talk about the Rif, Rambam and the Rif, we're actually talking about Halacha L'maisa, because they already expanded their view of Rabbi Eliezer is that Eidei Mesira work, Eidei Chasima work. So for them, it's a practical question. Let's say you only had Eidei Chasima. It would work for the get. Would it work for the Gerushin? And that's where they say yes. So you would typically have thought, that was my first point, that, you know, if Rabbi Meir needs Eidei Kiyum, certainly Rabbi Eliezer, who thinks Eidei Chasima worked with their second best, certainly they'd require Eidei Kiyum. And that makes sense. But you could also say the opposite, and that's what I was trying to suggest. Namely, if you hold like the Ran, who says that Rabbi Eliezer believes that Eidei Chasima are really a virtual form of Eidei Mesira, so then what you might say is Rabbi Meir doesn't think Eidei Chasima can be Eidei Kiyum, because for him, what's important about Eidei Chasima is that they're Eidei Chasima. And, you know, they're not there. We know that we're not, that they're not there. There's no virtual, you know, pretense or projection or effect that they're there, B'shas M'sira. And therefore you're missing Eidei Kiyum and you need them. And therefore you're going to have a second, you know, set of Eidim, or you're going to have Eidei Kiyum. However, for the Rambam, it may very well be, if the Ran was right, that the reason that Rabbi Eliezer is liberal and acknowledges also Eidei Chasima to begin with, because he thinks that Rabbi Eliezer's Eidei Chasima are different than Rabbi Meir's Eidei Chasima. If it was Rav Meir, Elicha Sima, he'd jump on the bandwagon with Rabbeinu Tam. But it's Rabbi Eliezer's Elicha Sima, the virtual kind, for the Mesira. So you do have Edom on the Mesira. Maybe that's good enough. That was our first suggestion. I stand by. I think it makes a lot of sense. It could be the explanation. However, what I was trying to explain last week is that there's a whole other perspective too. And that is, forget about, for the moment, the Ran and the Ramban and the Rif and all of that. Maybe all this is an argument about the nature of Edom. And that, based on what we saw last week, which is the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Samechei, is mistapek whether or not I'm a kaddish bifnei eid echad choshem kiddushin or not. Namely, do you need two witnesses? You know, do you really need eid, what we call eid kiyum for kiddushin? Or if the husband and wife are moda, and or at least if there's also one aid, maybe, you know, we should be choshesh for that kiddushin, meaning the midoraisa, you know, worry that maybe it's valid, and, you know, if it breaks up, require a get before she can remarry anybody else. So the Gemara says, my havalah, that's what we discussed. The Gemara says, like, what's the upshot? The Gemara says, well, it's an argument. Then the Gemara says, what do you mean? So there's a view that thinks that, you know, if you don't have an Aden present at the wedding, even though everybody agrees that it took place, that that's not going to work, why would that be? After all, the source of Aden is davar davar mimbamon, and in Bamanis, Hodas Bandin is Canadian dummy. So why not say the same thing about Isha's Hodas Bandin, Canadian dummy? Which is another way of saying that the only reason you need evidence is to prove that it happened, in case there's some sort of a disputation or dispute about it, right? So then, you know, if it's controversial, you may need to have to prove it. So then you need Aden, unless Hodas Bandin, until there's a dispute, or if it only affects the two parties, you'll say Hodas Bandin, Canadian dummy. So the Gemara says, there's a huge difference. Namely, in Gittin Imtar, in Kiddushin, Chav Lachrini. In Dine Memonis, when we say Hodas Bandin, Canadian dummy, Lo Chav Lachrini. So what I was trying to explain last week is that there are two ways, in my opinion, to read that line of the Gemara, and that those two ways are really documented in the Rishonim. They don't actually spell out what they mean by the words Chav Lachrini, but practically, everything else is there, and I believe it's implicit. Meaning, one way to read the Gemara is to see the Gemara not, you know, changing its mind 180 degrees at all, but making an adjustment on its Havamina. What was the Havamina? The Havamina was, you don't need Edim and Kiddushin in a fundamental way any differently than you need it anywhere else. You need it always in order to verify what took place. It's about authentication, verification. It's about proof. So why is it then that we're insistent upon having witnesses at a wedding? The answer is we're insistent because the stakes are higher, and there's no Hodas Baldin because it's Chav Lachrini. There are other people involved. You know, when only these two people are involved, they want to take a risk, or they want to be modeh. It's their business. But here, other people's lives are affected. There are Krovim, there's the rest of the world to think about, right, in terms of the Isser Eishes Ish. So the stakes are too high, it affects too many other people, we're going to insist on verification. But the character of the witnesses is still about verification, so what you really need is Tzorech Birur. Okay. The Gemara, in its continuation, as we discussed last week, tells a story, that's where the phrase Edekim come from, that Mar Zitra and Mar Adda and Rav Adda Sava b'nei Mari bar Iser, they split their partnership. They came to Rav Ashi and they said, listen, you know, is the point of witnesses verification, in which case, you know, we admit that we did this, or is the point of witnesses that you need a solemnizing, validating presence, like, you know, a legal requirement to establish that this is a legal change of title, in which case we can both agree that we did it, but it has no validity. It may, you know, we can you can believe me all day long, but if I didn't dot the I's and cross the T's and do whatever legally required actions or rituals, you know, then the action, you know, is still inadequate. So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, is it about birur, or is it about l'kiyumei imatzi l'mehedah l'matzi hadir? Is it about nekayne milsa? And the Gemara's conclusion is l'ibrisadia l'shakri, meaning it's all about facts and proof and evidence. It's not about a validating present. That's what the Gemara says about dine mamonas. So now the question is, when you go back at the previous Gemara, is the Gemara saying that's true also in Ishus, with one important difference, and that is there's no risk allowed because the stakes are too high. There's no hodas baldin because other people are going to be adversely affected potentially as well. And therefore, even though the principle of la'ibri sadi al shakri, meaning that the purpose of Avis is only to preclude any kind of factual discrepancy, that is true. However, in this particular case, you have to guarantee it. We need it in our pocket. That's the Gemara. Would you want to call that Enikim? Still, I'm not so sure. Maybe. Or is the idea, this is what we were discussing last week, that no, what the Gemara meant was something totally different. The Gemara said, listen, the Halavina was, it's like every other Eidos, you needed to prove the facts. And then the Gemara said, it's Kavlach Rini. But they didn't just mean to say, oh, so there's no Hodas Baldin. Oh, so you can't risk it, you need a guaranteed Birur. What they meant to say is, it's Kavlach Rini, meaning there are relatives, whose lives are and whose, Hefter and Iser is a result of all of this. What that shows is that Ishus is a creation. Ishus is a new status. Ishus is more than the sum of its parts. And for that reason, what you need is what the Gemara thought you might need even in partnerships, namely Eidus L'Kiyume Milsa. So that is the two ways to read the Gemara. And what emerges then is two different ways of looking at what's unique about Eidus and Ishus. One is, it's quantitatively different, but it's the same, broadly speaking. It's Eidei Birur, but you need a guarantee of Eidei Birur. And the other one is, no, you need not verification, but validation, right? Legalization. And then we're talking about a whole different category of Eidus completely. So how are you going to figure this out? So you're going to have to look for things. What are there cases where we can eliminate some of the risk factors and you still need Eidei Kiyum? Or is Eidei Kiyum treated differently than Eidei Birur when it comes to some of the, actual, issues, involved or not? So last week, so one is Rabbeinu Tam and Rambam. That's how I wanted to explain Rabbeinu Tam and Rambam. I'll just give you 1 second. Meaning, what Rabbeinu Tam was saying is, I read the Gemara as saying that you need Eidei Kiyum, not just Tzorif Birur. And if you need Eidei Kiyum, you need a physical presence. It's not enough to know that it happened, even to guarantee that there is Eidos that can confirm that it happened and you don't have to rely on Hodas Baldin or things like that. That's not enough. You need a validating presence, right? A living, breathing, group of Eidin, to represent what Eidos represents, right, at the ceremony, at the chuppah, or at the Geirushin. And if that's the case, Rabbeinu Tam is right. And maybe the Rambam is saying, at least about Geirushin, see about Kiddushin, that actually that's not the case. The Gemara didn't go 180 degrees. The Gemara went, 20 degrees, 40 degrees. The Gemara was saying, it is Eidei Birur, but this is a guaranteed Eidei Birur. Can Eidei Chasima maybe can't serve as a presence that validates because they're ink on a piece of paper. But ink on a piece of paper, Eidei Chasima, based on Reish Lakish, can tell you that a Maisa Geirushin took place. So Vadai Birur there is, Nochchut Ha'edim, to validate, to stand up, to L'Kayim Hadavar, that there's not. So maybe the Chodos of any time of the Rambam is about that. And if that's the case, I'm just going to say one more thing and then I'm going to take your question. Maybe we can also appreciate, the Rajba tax Rashi. We didn't finish the Rajba, but we're going to pick up with that in a minute. Rashi explains what is Kavlach Rini. So Rashi says, Shekrovoseha Nesrubo, Ukrovav Nesarin, well, this is line 35 on page 1. Meaning, that there are Krovim on each side. So it's not only the Chassan and Kala, it's their families that are affected by their claim, right, that they are married. And that's why there's no Hotel Spaldin. Says the Rajba, what are you talking about? Kashali, this is line 40. Yahki Ger v'Giyores, v'nami v'she'elem Krovim, v'at she'yasru, makmas kidushayim, v'lom b'chaybi, l'achrini, name Hotel Spaldin, k'megim dami. Meaning, if Rashi's right, then Chav Lachroni means the Krovim. So if a Ger marries a Gioris, there are no Krovim. So did anybody ever say that a Ger marries a Gioris do not need Ene Kiyum? They could say, Hodos Palin Kamenim Navi. Or, let's say they just don't happen to have Krovim. Doesn't have to be a Ger and a Gioris. A Ger and a Gioris is the easiest case. Meaning, let's say there are no Krovim that are affected by this. An only son marries an only daughter, right? So there aren't any, maybe the parents are no longer alive either, or whatever. Very sad, but, you know, the theoretical case, I'm not going to get too sad. So you don't need any kiyum in that case? So the Rajba says, that's why the Rajba, so first the Rajba says, you'll say it's like a legal low plug, you know, it doesn't happen very often. He says, V'intomar kiyum to be alma mechai v'lachrini, afam opim lo mechai v'lachrini lo mehemni. People say, oh, it's the, you don't believe them about their krovim. But Gabi Mamu Nami says, we're not shy in distinguishing, you know, between Chavlachrini and not Chavlachrini, Lamaisa in the case of Mamu. So why not do it in Rishus if that's all it is? That's the mentality. The question of the Rajba is the mentality that says we're worried about Chavlachrini directly. Now, if you ask me the answer to this question, so what is the answer? Himself, Mistavra Dachi Pirushim, Chayv Lachrini, Dinesra, Kula Alma, Bohoda Asa, Zu, what you just said, meaning the Yisrael Shasish. The Eina Kamoda Shadiskadsha, Sheina Mechayev Esachayrin. The Chayn Pirush Rach, Pa'amim Shaba Akar Vikidsha, Benim Samadasa Mechayev Esachayrin. Somebody else will marry her afterwards. Right, but she claims she's already married, so that affects his marriage. Second guys, right? Or right? Okay. So, yeah, we'll get to the rest of it in a minute. But before I do, because I'm going to take his question first, but I just wanted to give the answer for what will Rashi answer? So, I think the answer is simple. I mean, Rashi will say what? You're interpreting Chav Lachrini in a very technical, practical way. I mean, you think the Gemara is saying the only reason Hodos Baldin doesn't work is because there are people actually adversely affected. No, that's not what the Gemara meant. The Gemara meant 180 degrees. The Gemara was just trying to say the following. Typically, all you need is any birur because the Maisa stands on its own. It's what validates, you know, or is Koveya in a particular case. Right? And all you need is to verify what took place. You know, and if that's all we were worried about, then you'd be right, that if there's no Chav Lachrini, you know, there's no Chav Lachrini, or at least this would be a very good example of Chav Lachrini. However, Rashi's going to tell you, that's not how I read the Gemara. I read the Gemara the other way. I read the Gemara that the Gemara is saying, you know what? This is Ishus. The reason you need Eidus is not to prove that it happened. You need Eidus to define that it happened, to validate that it happened, to give a certain transcendent, you know, stature to the events here. You need two formal witnesses to be present. L'kayim mesadavar, right? So, at the end of the day, let's say a ger married a gior. Is that any less of a chalos ishus than the two biggest, you know, most krovim, you know, filled families? Same kalos ishus, same kedusha, same. What I'm saying for Rashi is that Rashi's saying Hodos Baldin. Of course, it doesn't work. Not just because other people are adversely affected. It doesn't work because that's not what the aid is. We don't need just to know what happened. We need Adam there in order to give it the stature of happening. Do we need that for ger v'giores? Of course, because it's a chalos eishes ish. Lemaisa, there are no krovim. Who cares? The krovim is an example that exemplifies this transcendent idea of eishes. Is the eishes of a ger and a giores every bit as transcendent as I say, the two most prolific, from birth families, who are in ve'agefening, it's the same issues, right? Yeah, sorry, I pushed you off. I hope you didn't forget your question. No, you've just been sharpening.
Actually, so this last one, so this would be like a siman, right, or siva, right?
Yeah, in a way.
Okay. But going back, so is the stakes are higher because it's chav lacharini, or it's stakes are higher and it's chav lacharini?
Well, if you take the Tzorech Birur idea, I think both. Meaning, certainly the stakes are higher because it's chav lacharini, meaning because other people are affected by it. I don't think it's the only reason. But number one, technically, if it's chav lacharini, there's no adults about it.
Yeah.
Number two, if it's chav lacharini, the stakes are higher, because not just broader, because more people are affected by it. And number three, the stakes are higher because the stakes are higher.
Yeah.
Meaning, if there's a death penalty, here, that's not, you don't have that in Dine Vominus, and therefore you want to risk it, especially if it's your domain and you want to risk it. Fine. But here, the Torah's not going to let you risk it if there's too much at stake. Too many other people involved, too much for yourself, too much for Klal Yisrael, and therefore, but that's the more minimal view. That's the view of saying, the anus isn't fundamentally different, it's just that this needs to be Tzorech. Okay? As opposed to, no, it's even more than that. It's, it's a new creation, it's a legal creation, and it's a formal, designation. She becomes an Eishes Ish. This is an Eishes. You can't just, do that without some sort of formalizing, apparatus. That formalizing apparatus is the presence of Ada. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, why isn't the Chavachinu by the first brother in my mom and his too? If a person has two people with Toveya, money.
Well, we don't say Hodas Baldin when it's Chavachinu in Dine Mamanus.
But
what I'm saying is that in the Ishas we're saying not just that, we're saying much more.
Yeah, but we're saying that in Mamanus there's no passive of Chavachinu. No?
No. We're saying that in Mamanus it depends whether there is or isn't Chav Lacharini. But in any case where it's Chav Lacharini, you're not going to say Hodas Baldin there either. So, yeah. Anyway, so that's what's going on here. But then this opens up like a whole issue. So I think last week I did speak about, before we get to the Rajba, who's the other way. The Rajba, I believe, is the more minimal way, the Birur way. But before I get to that, so I mentioned last week that this is the famous discussion of the Ritva in Kiddushin, in the name of the Ra'ah. That's the last thing we were discussing, trying to broaden it now, where he says that, the minug of being miyached edim at a wedding, is connected to this issue, this problem. The Baal Tosfos say you don't have to be miyached edim at a wedding. Meaning, when you call up Aiden to be the Eidei Kiyum at a wedding, right, there is no concern about Eidei Shebatla Miktasa Batla Kula, which means that if you, in the group of witnesses, if you have, Krovin relatives or Psulim, so normally, this is the Gemara in the first parak of Makos, you say, Yidis Echad Mehem Karav Apostle, Eidei Shebatla Miktasa Batla Kula. Meaning, if you have 10 Aiden or 100 Aiden, and one of them is pasul, it ruins everything, right? So therefore, there would be a reason, you would think, to be miyached edim, meaning to designate, you say, this is what we do, that are our practices. Under the chuppah, when the edim are called up, you have the chasan, proclaim, X and Y are going to be the witnesses to the exclusion of all others. Why do we do that? That's the position of the Ra'ah. But the Baal Tosfos actually, in a bunch of places, and the Ritva quotes some of his other Rabbeim here, So they're like, you don't need to do that.
Why don't you need to do it?
Because they were of the opinion that the shame aid really begins when the person comes to court to testify. You know, but if he witnesses an action, you know, he's a witness in the sense of the re'iyah part, I mean, he experiences it, but he hasn't gone to court to talk about it, then he's not really a witness. That's a Machlokas Rishon. So Rashi in Makos and the Rajban in Golubasra and Rashi in Rosh Hashanah are of the opinion that an aid is Mishas Re'iyah. Bali Tosis and most of the Chachmei Svarad think that an aid really begins, a shame aid begins when he comes to Bezdin to testify. Haggadah B'Bezdin. So that's why Tosis says in a bunch of places that, you know, there's no real reason to be Miyachid Edim at a wedding. Because let's say all the Krovim think that they're witnesses. Who cares? They're not in court. So there's not a problem about them talking about the Kula. However, that's where the Ritva quotes the Ra'ah as disagreeing. So this is his famous line. Abal, this is on line 28. One second. He says, you don't need Atamedai as the designation. You and only you are my witnesses. He says, you don't need that in Ishus. However, if in the wedding party, right, you have Psulim or Krovim, then tzorach liyached edi kiddushin. You do need to be designating the witnesses. This is line 30. The ilo kimadika e pasul b'neim, because if there are psulim among the people there, kulam getela, alpha gav darmino lenechse asima. Even though they say, listen, we're just here to watch. We're guests. We're not here to be witnesses. The chi aminan hasam darmino lenechse asisun olasudi asisun. When does the Gemara's statement that if they claim that they're just there to see, but they're not coming to court, that that's not a problem of any Shabbat B'tasa Batla Kula, when is that true? That's only true behind a B'dine Mamanis, or B'dine Nefashos, capital crime, or a monetary crime, or monetary issue. She'ena Edus Miskayema said Shabbat in the Bezdin. This is, you know, the Ritva, the name of the Ra'ah, being a good party member of the, you know, Chachmei Svarad, you know, group against, you know, even this case with Bali Tosis even, against Rashi, against the Rajbam, meaning Shas Ra'iyah is nothing. Shas Ra'iyah is everything. However, this is now the big Kiddush, the drum beat, here on line 33. Avalachi the Kiddushin, this is the key line of the Ra'ah, the purpose of the Avis is not to verify, to tell you what happened. If that were the case, then they wouldn't really be Adam until they came to court to testify when there was some sort of a controversy, right? Otherwise known as a controversy. Ella, afila yodinan, dahacha, kushta de milsa, even if the language is very beautiful here, even if they knew the truth, right? Shekidsha, right? Everybody's, you know, we know 100%. You know, that Reuven, you know, gave Leah, you know, this ring, Shavapruta, you know, not in front of witnesses, but, you know, we believe it 100%, right? Somebody videoed it, I don't know, Nachori again, or whatever it was. Einam b'kudeshes below Eidos. It's not considered Kedushin absent the presence of witnesses. Bein the kiddushin kiyum. That's where the words edi kiyum come, right? It doesn't exist. It doesn't have stature, right? It doesn't have standing below edus. What's Ugzeres HaKasa? That's a great question. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the language. Yokum davar. The kiva de kain. Shasma. This is just, you know, flat out so compelling, so brilliant. The kain shas maisa. The kim de kain shas maisa. Who shase dusan? Meaning what they're all saying is, for every other definition of testimony or witnesses, Bezdin is Koveya. Because every other Eidus is Birur. It's all about providing verification, evidence. And therefore the critical moment is never the moment when you see it, it's when you come to talk about it legally in court. But since the case of Kiddushin is actually the presence of the Eidim, even if they'll never come to court, right? You need them to be Eidim at that moment, you need to be in the presence of Eidim. So here, this is the only time where Rashi and the Rashbam are right. Oh, in that case, you have a problem about the mitzvah about the gula. And that's why you need the Eidim. At that moment, Eidus kulam v'teila. Dumya, the Bialma, just like any other Eidus, even though there the critical moment is Hagada Bebezdin, here the critical moment is Re'iya, the principle is the same. She'edus kulam b'teila. The Chi Amir l'mex ha'sison l'asidu ha'sison, ha'nu hecha da'asi l'mex ha'bishas ma'isa. Ka chora rabbeinu niru, halacha l'ma'isa, the Re'a paskin this way l'halacha, it's fascinating, aval ein zadasa mefarshim. Yeah, Bali Tosa said they don't agree, they're unlikely, you know, certainly Rajma doesn't agree. V'roi l'achmir, the Ritva is a good Talmud, mostly of the Ra'a. I've mentioned this in the past. So, yeah, sorry, you had a question, and then I want to go to point two in the Ritva.
So in Kiddushin, is there ever a need for Eidei Birur?
Say that again?
Is there ever a need for Eidei Birur?
Yeah, I mean, there could be cases where somebody disputes whether...
So could other witnesses be Eidei Birur?
Why not?
So they could have other people who are there who are not the Eidei Kim who could be...
I don't see why not. I mean, you mean to say there are people in the crowd, you know, who were there, who are Eidim Ksherim. They were Eidim Ksherim then, they're Eidim Ksherim now. Could they come to court and be Eidei Birur? I mean, if there was no Yichud Eidim for them as Eidei Kiyum, you're asking me, does that Mahake for them to come to?
They can still be Eidei Birur.
Yeah, they could come. Because again, it's all about, you know, they're qualified and they're verifying. But the validation is something that is controlled, maybe, by the Chasam. So it's his kind of bylaws, therefore. And therefore he decides, and he should decide, because it's also a problem. Yeah, okay. So then comes in part two, you know, the chain amar mori naru, you know, wasn't done yet.
But the chain made this, begins to function in moments for sure by based in.
Say again?
But not by getting in condition.
What?
There's no functioning of
Eidus
and based. It's all just
Meisah. That's the Ra'a saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying not everybody agrees with Ra'a. I mean, those who disagreed and said, like, you know, there's no need for Yichud Eidin because, you know, until you come to court, there's no Eidus about Lepetas about Lekula anyway. Mm-hmm. Presumably they're disagreeing with the Ra'a. Right? So, but the equally fascinating issue, which you could argue with, but you could also understand it, is this issue of, you know, hitmin eidim achorei hageder. Or actually, maybe not even hitmin, just, you know, hayu eidim achorei hageder. Meaning, let's say there are witnesses, v'chasen and kal are unaware, or one of them, at least, is unaware that there are witnesses to this crackerjack, you know, marriage. Right? So, is that a problem? Meaning, Chasson proposed and gave the ring to the Kala who accepted it. Right? But they were unaware, or one of them was unaware, that there were witnesses. But there were witnesses. I mean, there was somebody behind the fence, right? Who, behind the potted plant, you know, there were two witnesses, two kosher witnesses, who not only heard, but saw the whole thing. Is that a problem or not? That's also discussed in the Rishonim in Kiddushin. So the chain amar mori naru, avagav de lo beinam kiddushin atem edai. Right, hecha the lake of psulim ba'osa maimad. If there are no psulim in that time, sarsu edim sham lafuke. In order, this is to exclude hitmin la edim achari ageder. Let's say one of them, you know, hides witnesses, you know, behind the fence, meaning they're not visible. Chada. The holo chashiva edus bedavar shikufa davar tzarich edus. That's a great line. You know, I should read it a few times. But so this is the key thing. This is the one that I'm interested in. This is the ra'al l'shitasa. The ra'al says, listen, you know, even if we were to think that, you know, the, you know, edim who are hidden, you know, are real, meaning that what takes place is real, despite the fact that the witnesses are hiding, that would be point number two. In other words, point number two, just to anticipate, is going to be, you know, if I propose, or if she accepts, you know, not realizing that there are witnesses there, so there's always a kind of a lurking question, and that is, you know, they know they can get out of it, they know they can deny it, or they can always say, you know, there were no witnesses, so we didn't take it seriously. You know, I was leading them on, you know, whichever person was leading the other person on, or both of them were leading each other on, you know. Now that's a practical point when you're, you know, you have Eidim Achorei Hageder, right? Mishab Tadibach, you could say, I didn't mean it. You know, if I knew there were any witnesses there, I wouldn't have done it. So what the Ra'ah is saying is, forget about it. Chinamar Morei Nura, Afagav the Lobina, Vikidushinat the Neidan, Echid the Lake of Psulim Ba'osa Maiman. You don't need not to Neidai if there aren't Psulim. Only if there are Psulim. That's the first point that we just finished, right? But nonetheless, he says, Strong Shu Eidim Sham, you still need the Eidim to be visible. Ulafuke Hitmin La Eidim Achori Hageder. As opposed to what? They're hidden behind some gate, meaning they're there, but no one or one of the parties doesn't know they're there. Why? Chada daho lo chashiva edus bedavar shegufa davar tzarech edus ela bedavar shetzarech edus mishum shikra. Now, according to the Ra'ah, there are two types of edios out there in the world. There's an edus that's necessary to neutralize the potential of sheker, what the Gemara calls lo ibri sahadi ela Lishakri. Now, as far as that is concerned, if there are eidim hiding behind the gate, who cares? As long as there's no mishat adibach, which will be point number two, right? As long as you don't think that affects how serious they are, you know, whether they're just, you know, acting or being overly, you know, melodramatic, but they would never do it if they knew it was going to stick. That's the only consideration. But that aside, you know, if you don't need eidim formally, you know, to validate, you just need them to verify. They can verify, you know, if you don't know that they're there. They still were there, right? But if you need Eidim for presence and for validation, not for verification, says the Ra'ah, then even if we believe that the people are totally serious, it doesn't matter. If they don't know there are Eidim, then they don't know, really, that what they're doing is legally consequential. That's an unbelievable idea. Could you argue with it? Sure. Is it very compelling, you know, once you talk about the concept of Eidei Kiyum? Absolutely. Meaning this fits perfectly with the Ra'ah, and that's what he means by the words, Lo chashiva edus bedavar shegufa davar tzarech edus. Meaning, if you need edus, not just to prove it, but you need edus to define it, then you need visible edus, not just, you know, factual edus. Only if sheker is your concern will edim machori hageder work. Then he says, "Va'od hamatzi lememalei lo shatakti b'shas kiddushin ela b'shvil shaloh hayushem edim." One of the parties will say, "Listen, I didn't think there were witnesses there. That's why I didn't." She'll say, "I didn't object because I thought the whole thing was silly. You know, it was a kukol klula ukesvura." Shaloho ilu masecha. I didn't take it seriously because there were no witnesses there. Mishat anibach. Bahavale kibakadish belo edim shein choshen l'kiddushin. Right? Umisha natal kinyan l'chaveiro b'mamon v'hitmin lo edim achari agedher ma'ani t'lo ibrisadi al shakri umi'idin lo bebezdim. Because there you don't need edim. So if there are edim, unbeknownst to one or both of the parties, that'll still work. Because you don't need any kiyum. There's no reason for them, you know, for someone to say, I went along with it because there were no witnesses. right? Shlo Omer Stam Kinyan Lixivam Yadav Kishkan Biyad Bifnei Shehiz Baliyad. That's an issue actually we talked about last year. That's like they can't write up their own shtar without permission if they're Me'achori Agader, right? But they can serve the function of Eidim. So this is the Ra'ah. It's the Ra'ah. The Rajba seems to disagree. So if you go back now, was there a question or we're okay for the moment? So now go back for a minute to... One second. Yeah, let's go back to the Rajba for a minute. Yeah. Sorry, this is on page 2 also. Earlier, though. I think we were up to line... So the Rajba didn't like Rashi's pshat about Chav Lachrini. Right? And then he gave his own pshat, which is fine. But even then, he's a little bit unhappy. So look at line 3. Niwakati kashali. He says, I'm still troubled. My mechaivis ika demai islay Allah. Umay shaykhiba neymar shihi chavala bahoda asa. What does it mean that it's chavala achrini? Atu visha hoda shemachar sada lechaveir. What are you saying? Now we're saying it's chavala achrini because of eshasish. Correct? Or because of another potential suitor who would be Mekadisher and it wouldn't be Chav. Says the Rajba, very good line. Atu misha hoda shemachar sada lechaveiro eno nema to be karina lemechayiv lachrini. So the guy says, he admits that he, no Edom, just kind of, now he, there are no Edom, he says, I sold my field to someone else. So that's called Chav Lachrini because, according to him, the next person who comes to buy the field, doesn't have the potential to buy it, or because if somebody would then, to ruin the field, they would have to pay Plony, as opposed to him, and maybe he'll give him a better deal or something like that. I mean, that's called Chav Lachrini, right? Rafir Rav Nachman de Amar, the Parakama de Bam Metzia, Magdia Metzia Mechavero, Lokana Chavero. Like if you pick up a Metzia on behalf of someone else, the Gemara has a discussion, but in a way it's like Chav Lachrini. By picking it up if you pick it up for yourself, that's fine. Chayecha Kodmi Mechaye Chaverecha. But if you pick it up for a third party, so maybe that's considered Chav Lachrini for the other candidates out there. Pick it up for yourself, but don't. Can you be mezakeh someone else at the expense of excluding? So in a way, the Rajma, it's fascinating, is playing with this interesting notion. Are you saying that if other people are affected? Meaning, if he held like Rashi, except he doesn't like Rashi because of Ger and Gioras. So we understand. Reuven's marrying Leah. And the decision that they're making is imposing limits, on their family members. But the idea, Reuven married Leah, therefore no one else can marry Leah, or what will happen if somebody violates the term of the contract, that's called Chav Lachrini. That's just those are the consequences of there being a new legal reality. That's not Chav Lachrini, is it? That's an interesting question. So again, what's fascinating is that the Rajba, what's the answer a little bit? I mean, even for him, within himself, is that when somebody sells a field, to someone else, they say, now it'll be gezel to that other person. So, it's nobody's business, basically. And you don't define things by it. It's all private, enterprise. You can look it up, who. But The point of chavla, especially if you hold inikiyum to be something fundamentally different, meaning, again, a validating, not just a verifying presence, so Eish HaSish is like a neon sign, you know? It's like, you know, she's an Eish HaSish. You know, not just, oh, somebody married her first. You know, it's not going to be chal. It's a chalos, and that's why it's a chiyuv misa. Right? It's not just, oh, you violated somebody else's bialos. That's the idea. But it's so fascinating that the Rashba is struggling with it, not because he doesn't see that in Ishus, but because he doesn't see that in Eden Kiyum. But Kiyoy Tam Shu Nabatov is a Bachov Mokum Shachov La Acherin. The Alpha Pisha also Nachem Lahoy Lahem Shub Schus. Shani Hossam Ba Vahethka, he's saying in the other case. Uschus Hakol Aleha. Nimsazek and Machayev La Acherin Shay Yichol Muzakis Belorishus. In the case of Vitzia, it's out there, anyone can take it. You're not taking it for yourself, but you're taking it away from other people. Avokan, Shein the Shumanim Tzchus Aleha, says the Rashba, what? Other people have the right to marry her? She's not an object. She's a subject. She already got married. So it's not like, oh, it's Chav Lachrini, no one else can marry her. She made a decision to marry Reuven. So Shimon can't marry her, that's Chav Lachrini to Shimon. It's not up to Shimon. Right? What does he have to do with it? It's just the reality. The reality dictates, you know, certain things. Is that Chav Lachrini? Right? Just like the Sada. You know, now the Sada belongs to Shimon, so Reuven can't negotiate, Levi can't negotiate with Reuven anymore. Okay. I mean, does he have the right to do that? The Ein Olam Zocheba, right, Ela Midaita. My chav lachrini ika. The oda afilu b'mokam shechav lachirin kol kiyotze bazeh sheyichol alachuv achshav defanenu bal korcha nemenesi b'meshi b'chayevis b'odasa b'shemigu. K'nemashua terakam adab mitziya. Okay, the details are not important, I'm going to skip it, but you get the idea. Skip to line 13 for a minute. So what I'm trying to show here is that the gap, you know, between the Rashba and the Ritva, especially the Ritva B'Shem HaRa'ah, is very deep, very wide. That Rashi, that Rabbeinu Tam, that the Ra'ah have a certain view of what takes place in Ishus, and especially on the basis of Eden Kiyum. And the Rashba and others just don't buy into it at all. Okay. In line 13, yes, the Rashba continued. Yeshlomer de gabi mamon ilav de kasa brachmona asher yomar ki uzer tumidei gaminu dos valdim kemedim dami havaminu dili olo lo makai menilse ala besadi mishum tesiv al pishnayim edim oshol she'enim yakum davar ukidi istap gamilse ala marzucho vrav acha de besamuch. So the Rashba basically says, yeah, this is fascinating. Again, it's for the Ra'ah, the gap between Eden Kiyum and Eden Birur, between Ishus and Mamonis, is so obvious. It's a chasm. For the Rashba is not sure why Ishus is anything more, you know, than a glorified Eden Birur. And then Ad Kedekach, that he comes to the suggestion that even Dine Mamonis might have required a kind of Eden Kiyum that is only satisfied by the Gzeres HaKasuv that allows for Hodos Baldin Kemedim Dami. That's the only way that he can, in the end of the day, kind of rationalize. This is what troubles the Rashba. The Rashba says, listen, in the end of the day, right, the Gemara does say that the source for Eden Kiyum is the word davar. So it's davar, davar, mimamon. So, but in mamon, we do say odas baldin kemedim dami. Right? And in mamon, you know, there is no such concept you know, of Vaday requiring, you know, Edim as a condition, you know, for, you know, being Machshir, you know, for recognizing legally a certain status. So, at the end of the day, how do you, I mean, that's what the Gemara was basically asking in the Hava, the Gemara is saying, listen, you think you need Edim, I have Allah. The Gemara says, you know, Ein Choshen LeKiddushin. You know, if you're Mekadosh without two Edim, it's nothing. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Because what? Because we're learning Gavad Davar Shem Mammon. But in Mammon, we wouldn't say that. In Mammon, we'd say, oh, Dawes, Father, you can aid him that. So that kind of haunts the Rajba. The Rajba is very impacted by the Havamin of the Gemara that equates Mammonus and Ishus. And then when the Gemara makes its chiluk, it's a small chiluk. Right? What I call Tzorech Bir. That's why he's troubled. On the one hand, he expands Chav Lachrini a little bit. On the other hand, he's troubled, like, you know, well, in Choshen Mishpat, we wouldn't say Chav Lachrini because Reuven sold his, you know, Sada to Shimon and Levi can no longer buy it. You know, again, I think the Rashi, they don't need this Chav Lachrini because they have their own. But for that very reason, they would also say, and this Chav Lachrini isn't so bad either, meaning she's an Esh Hashish. There's like a neon sign, you know, wherever she is, she's a different status. You know, that's different than it's selling a field. You know, it used to belong to him, now it belongs to him. The field doesn't have a different status. The field is not, you know, something that, you know, is omade, you know, to your kinyan or anything like that. Oh. So now he's saying, but still, there's still this problem. How do you get Eide Kiyum from Eide Birur? Says the Rajba, because the only reason, and then it goes the other way, the only reason you don't need Eide Kiyum in a regular Kenyan Mamon is because of the Xeris HaKasuv that Hodos Baldin Kameidim Dami works. And then he quotes, for good measure, the line in the Gemara right after the Gemara's distinction of Chav Lachrini, which is the story, Piti Ukiti Istatka Milsa Lamar Zutra of Ravacha to the Samuch. Right? They were wondering, when they split their partnership, is it all about verifying, in which case we're honest men and we admit this is what happened? Or is it about validating, in which case we didn't do it in the presence of witnesses, so maybe we're legally allowed to be chozer, or nothing really happened, because we didn't have validation. We only had verification, mainly our word. So what impressed the Rajba, it's so interesting, the Rajba's, you know, the gap between Mammon and that's his whole point, and Ishus is smaller. So if you can't, you know, negate any kind of Kiyum in Ishus whatsoever, then maybe the best, you know, solution is to find some sort of a Kiyum in Mammon, which is what he found in that case on the Gemara as a Habamina. And then he says, Ella, but of course the Asa, Kihuzeh, the Kihuzeh, which is the makar for Hodas Palin Kenedim Dami, according to Rashi there, the Galilon, the Yakum Davar, the Makom Dikacho, the Lachrini, Ksiv. Right? What that's telling you is that the concept of Yakum Davar, even though it's a Tzorech Birur, basically, but whatever it is, that's Ma'akev, that's only going to be, right, where there's a Chav Lachrini. The Hiltach arayus the tzibuhu davar al karchach letzad mamon sheyesh bechovo hukshu, meaning we do compare ishus to mamon. This is like the contrast between, you know, the ra'ah and the rajba, two talmidim of the Ramban. They're almost learning the Gemara everything opposite, but both in a very conceptual way. In other words, the ra'ah is saying that the Gemara has created a new category of Eidus. And the Rajba is saying, you know, you can't talk about a new category because the source of Eide Kiyum is Eide Birur. So what you have to say is that Eide Kiyum is derived from Eide Birur B'chav Lachrini. Eide Birur B'chav Lachrini also requires Kiyum, but not the Ra'oz Kiyum, the Vaday Birur Kiyum, right, that you can't get with Hodas Baldin. Al kochel etzad mamon sheish b'chovah hukshu. Lo letzad momon shein b'chova, v'lo mar d'lo mekayim b'lu milsa, hela b'mekayim dabar, u'mishum d'isbu kein chav l'achrini, akshinu letzad momon d'isbe chova, lo shetei chovaso, shel ze keze, d'ze chav mamish, v'ze einu chav mamish, k'dam marinan. It's not really chav mamish in the case of Isha, because it's Eishas Isha, it's not like he has a right to her. But in the sense that, you know, there's some sort of a chav, you know, even though it's a weak one, it's better to compare it to davar davar shiv mamon kishiyesh l'chov, a real chov, and that's where edi kiyum or edi birur tzorech comes from. Tei delach di l'chav l'acher manish afav damar kazeh kazeh, right, hayo, b'fnei edim hayu, v'hol chalem dinas hayam eno nema. V'ilohach hayamr since kadashni b'fnei shnayim v'hol chalem dinas hayam o shemesu nememes. Tanan lo kaptinon elishit tiskadesh ba'api sahade. Mekim b'damar dahachi habe nememes. The lo mechayda mamish lachrini. Say, there is an actual chav lachrini here, because if there was, this is also interesting, then what would you say about the following scenario? Let's say you say to the woman, or to the man, or whatever, you know, what happened at your chasana? And they say, oh, you know, we got married, you know, we had an excellent Masada Kedushin, you know, we had two Eidei Kiyum, you know, Nebuch, you know, the Eidei Kiyum went off, to some other land, you know, and they never came back. You know, but we had Eidei Kiyum at our wedding. It was a great wedding. So we believe them. Says the Rajba, if really the problem was, you know, chav lachrini, like an acute chav lachrini, we'd say, prove it. It shouldn't be enough for them to claim that they had a wedding with Eidei Kiyum. Right? They should have to bring proof that they had Eidei Kiyum at their wedding. But we don't require that. That's what these lines are. Right? Tedalach. Ilu chav lachir mamish, afagav da'amar kazeh ve'kazeh, haya. This is what happened. That's the Masada Kedushin part. U'mifne edim haya. Right? V'hol chalim medina sayam. I didn't make this up. I'm not embellishing it. It doesn't say the Bahamas, but, you know, ve'ina ne'mon. V'ilu hacha, y'amar eskadashni b'fne shayim v'hol chalohem medina sayam. We just want to make sure that it was done properly. Because he knows he's... So you have two very opposite views, two students of the Ramban, two very opposite views of what Eidei Kiyum really are. So interesting, there are other issues connected with this. So for example, this is a question in the Rishonim, or already in the Gaonim, in the Rishonim. Let's say if you're Mekadesh, and this could really happen, let's say you're Mekadesh b'fnei e'a p'sula e'edus d'rabbana. Okay? Meaning, you're Mekadesh like the Mishnah has in Sanhedrin, you know, Mesachik Bekuvia, a whole list of you know, psule edus that are, you know, according to most Rishonim, Drabana. There are also psule edus Arais, of course. So let's say you're Mekadesh Bifnei Edim Psulim Drabana. Do you need a get or not? So this is a major discussion in the Gaonim already. And then, you know, spill over into the Rishonim, and the Rajba has several tshuvas about it, and then the Achronim talk about it. It's a very popular, you know, topic, and there are a lot of facets, you know, to it. You know, one issue, of course, is, you know, the question of Afkid Rabbanon, you know, and Kol Mekadesh Adatidim, Rabbanon Mekadesh, you know, and things like that, Afkidu, and issues like that. But let's leave that one aside, you know, for the moment. The Pashtus, you would think that if you're Mekadosh Bifnei, you know, Psula Edus Drabonon, that the Kiddushin is Chal Doraisa, because Minatora they're Edim Sheirin, and that the problem is only on a Drabanan level. Maybe they can't live together because they're too late in the Drabanan. But with the Raisa, they would certainly meet again. And that's the predominant view in the Gaonim of the Rishonim. However, there are very prominent exceptions to that view who say that in Choshen l'Kiddushin, you don't need anything. Question is why? So some of the Rishonim, the Ritva and a bunch of play Psachim and Kedushin, some of them discuss whether to compare, for example, Mekadesh b'fnei shnei eidim psulim drabanan and Mekadesh b'isuri hanoah drabanan. And a topic which we've discussed in the past, a couple of years ago we learned Psachim, right? A Mekadesh b'chitei kur d'naisa. This is the Gemara on Daf Zayin, and then it comes up again in the second parak in Shah, called Shah, in Psachim. Right, you're Mekadesh with Chametz, which is Asur Bahana Midrabanan. Let's say it's Chametz Nuksha, or Chametz Bishashishis before Chatzos. Not yet Asur Bahana Minatorah. So there's the Gemara says, Ein Choshen V'Kiddushin. Even though it's only Asur Bahana Midrabanan, so Rashi says, because of Afkin Rabban Mekidushin, or Kol Mekadosh Adat, that's Rashi and Psachim. So, and we showed him there, Tosra Beit Peretz, the Ritva, they say, no, that's not the Pshat. That's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that if you take this Chametz, this Chitei Kordonaisa, to the store, at that time, no Jewish store owner is going to give you any value for it. So Lamaisa, even though the source of the Surayana is only Drabanan, Lamaisa doesn't make a difference. It doesn't have a Shavaruta. So that's what some of them explain. That's what Ritva says, Tosra Benikar. So the Ritva there says, but that's totally different than being the parallel case of being Mekadesh Bipsule Edus Drabanan. Because it's obvious that, why something is the Surayana, is irrelevant to the fact that you just can't get any value for it. So we treat this drabanan has an impact, the raisa. But is that true for psuleidus drabanan? So maybe we should make the distinction. But there are still some who don't. So I always thought that if we're talking about, the ra'ah, the ritva, the rabbeinu tam, maybe Rashi, the idea of Eidei Kiyum is Eidei Kiyum, then you're not Hanami. If you're Mekadesh B'Psule Eidei Zdra, unless you say something like Afkinu or something like that, or Kala Mekadesh Adat Rabbanan Mekadesh, then you should really need a get Minat Torah. However, if you take the Rajba's type of view, which is that when the Gemara says Chav L'Achrini, what the Gemara really means to say is that this is Eidei Birur too. It's Davar Davar Shevim Bamon. But we need to verify. Without verifying, we're not legalizing because the stakes are too high, or because there's no Hodas Paldin as a backup, whatever it is. But basically, then, what's the ikar function of the Eidim? That they should be ready to testify in Beis Din, should a controversy, erupt, should it become necessary to prove that this wedding took place, right? So, if it's Drabanan and they come to court. So, there is actually an interesting, it happens to be a Rajba in Masechet Shavuos, that discusses whether or not Psuleidus Drabanan might be effective, lahachzik and not lahotzi. But that aside, mostly the Rishonim are the opinion that if somebody's Psuleidus Drabanan, we don't accept this testimony at all. That's a consequence of Psuleidus Drabanan. So then in a way, it's like Isurei Ano Drabanan. If the point of Eidei Kiyum is Tzorech Birur, and Bezin's not going to hear from these Eidim, then there's no Birur. If the problem is that we need a backup, a guarantee, to the extent, again, the Raj is also making a good point. you know, it's at some point, you know, if you claim there were Edim, and there were Edim, they're no longer Edim, because they went to Medina Sayyam, or they died, or whatever, doesn't invalidate your Kiddushin. It's whatever it was at the moment, you know. But if the validating requirement is guaranteed verification, as opposed to presence, you know, of people who have that stature, you know, but not necessarily because of their ability to come to court and testify, but simply their gavra edim, then maybe this is the nafka mina, right? Psulein drabanan, there's not going to be testimony ever, except that can be accepted. But the gavra, their edim sheirim natolam. Okay, give another example. I'm going to stop here. I'll finish with some of this next. So let me just give me one. I'll give you just one other very quickly. The Ksos holds like this Rajba. He's very quotes the Rajba. He's very influenced by the Rajba, and the Ksos, in consequence of that, discusses whether Edus Umdana works for Edikiyah. For example, I mean, a bunch of these cases. We'll talk more about it next week. We'll finish this up, I guess. Let's say there's a famous case of Chumash Rajba or a Rutenberg case. You know, let's say you don't actually see a marriage. Let's say the Rajba cases, the husband or the would-be husband walks into the room. He's, you know, it's a sukkah probably, and he's holding this esrog, you know, beautiful esrog. He walks into the room, the kala's in the room, and then, you know, they hear him, you know, proposing with the esrog. And then she walks out, you know, beaming, you know, hopefully, you know, with the esrog in her hand. So is that going to work for, you know, Edekiyam? The Edom didn't see anything. They don't know what happened in the room. Or other umdanas, what we call edus yidia below re'iya. You know, going back to the famous, you know, Gemara has Shimon ben Shetach, you know, that he, Shimon ben Shetach story was, you know, about how you need, you know, edim in a capital case. You don't rely on edus yidia below re'iya, like, you know, this guy was chasing after the other guy with this massive sword, you know, and then he, you know, entered into a no way out alley. You know, then 10 minutes later he caught up to them, and you know the fellow is, you know, dead on the floor, and the sword is dripping, you know, blood, and you know, and then he turns to him and he says, you know, Arab and Nechama, you know, either I killed him or you killed him, you know, and it wasn't me. So does that work or not? Does that work in Dini Mamanis, the question? Does it work in Ishus? So that's what the Ksos discusses. So again, if you hold it, you need, like the Ra'ah, like I think Rabbeinu Tam holds, you know, you need Edei Kiyum in the sense of like a solemnizing presence, right? So Edei Sumdana, you know what happened, there's Yediyah, but there's no Ra'iyah. They weren't there. Right. So, but, you know, if what you need is something that'll stand up in court as a raya, because the stakes are higher, you know, and we're not willing to rely not on Hodel Spalding Kamein and Dami, and not on, you know, the risk that everybody, you know, will agree, you know, that what they're saying is true. Why wouldn't Edus Umdana? In a way, that's Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam here in Gerush, meaning that's what Edus Edei Chasim are. They're not Edei Re'iya, right? It's a combination of the blank check of Tzatzrei Shlokish. Edom Atsum Malashtar Nasa Kimi Shenechro Edus of the Bezdin. They work as Raya, even though they don't, you know, actually have the status or the stature of being Edei Re'iya. Except according to that Ran, where they're virtual Edei Re'iya ad kedei kach. So Edus Umdana is really not so different from Edei. They're different cases. but they overlap a lot. So maybe next week we'll just look at that. It's a very famous ksos to talk about that. Or what about Eidus Miuchedes? That's another example. Eidus Miuchedes in Dine Mamonis work, like Echad Ra Michal and Zev, Echad Ra Michal and Zev, for sure. But even in Dine Mamonis we have even Halva Achar Halva. Like you have, you know, witness number one, you know, says at 10 o'clock in the morning I was there when Shimon lent Reuven $100. Then witness number two says, well, I was actually around, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon or a week later or whatever it was, when the same Shimon lent the same Reuven $100 also. Right? So you have two Eid Echads being made, that's called Eidus Miuchedes, of Hova Achar Hova. Each one is being made as an Eid Echad about $100, a different $100 debt. So the way we paskin is that in Dina Nefashos that would never work. In Dina Mamonis it works. Why does it work in Dina Mamonis? Because there's not two Eidim on one Kinyan or one Maisa Halva, but there are two Eidim who will be made that, you know, Reuven owes Shimon $100. That doesn't work in Dina Nefashos. There you need Eidim on the Maisa. But it will work in Dina Mamonis. Will something like that work in Ishus? Let's say you have an eight in the morning, you know, tends, you know, wedding number one, you know, with the same people. And then eight in the afternoon. So the Tosefta, you know, quoted also by the Rif in Gittin, we'll maybe look at it next time, says it doesn't work. Doesn't work. That's no surprise. But what is a surprise is the explanation of some of the Rishonim why it doesn't work. And here actually, the Rajba takes the others. The Rajba says, of course it doesn't work. You need a kiyum. Even according to the Rajba, you need a, you know, kiyum of some sort. But the Ran, I'll show this to you next week, says the problem isn't that. The problem is Ishus like Dine Nefashos or is it like Dine Mamonis? After all, there can be Ishus Ish cases, there can be capital consequences, there can be Dine Nefashos consequences to an Ishus case. Therefore, it should be held to the standard of Dine Nefashos, and Eidus Miuchedes doesn't work. And otherwise, Eidus Miuchedes would be okay. Right? So again, Eidus Miuchedes works on certain kind of, you know, low Ibri, Sahadi, El Shakri cases, but it's never going to work as a solemnizing or validating presence. So there are many, many issues. I'll show you some of them, and then I want to speak about what about a ksavyad and a get, and then Rambam Shita, also about Gittin and Kiddushin. Try to finish up with some of these big questions next week, and then, you know, we'll see where we go from there.